Hello, everybody. Technical difficulties, and I really, really hate that I just turned it off right when Steve Lacy's Mercury was just about to play. That really pained me to do, but I have a exciting interview that I want to play. And yeah, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM on unceded Musqueam and Squamish Tsleil-Waututh territories. My name is Kiana. You are listening to Crowdflip. I was running here. I think there's fireworks or something happening. Every road was closed. Literally every single one. I had to really search to get here. But we're here a little late. That's okay. We move. I have an interview with Ivory that I did. If you want to look her up, I'm going to play one of her songs right now. You spell her name Ivry on streaming platforms. I'm going to play Dayglow and then we will get started. Just kidding, I'm going to play it now. Maybe this is a day glow. Hold me tight. But only if I say so. Dayglow by Ivory. Like I said, if you like that, her name's Ivry on streaming platforms. I'm going to just play this interview and get right into it because I am so late. Okay, goodbye. Enjoy. Today we have amazing musician, songwriter, producer, singer, Ivory.
Woo! Hi.
Thank you very much for being here, first of all.
Having me.
I know in your Spotify bio it says Lo-Fi Fairy, which I was showing my friends your music and I was like saying, you know, the like internationally known like lo-fi sitting at her desk girl. Like,
yes, lo-fi yeah. Girl.
I was like, you're her if she had like wings and stuff. Her as a fairy.
Fun fact, the person I work with the most, my like producer but also my boyfriend, he actually has some albums out with Lo-Fi Girl.
Gosh, wow, that's like good practice. Like the music is definitely similar, the lo-fi like aesthetic. Yeah. Definitely matches. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so I know you started on like YouTube and SoundCloud like before you started like posting on, I guess, I don't know if like TikTok and other streaming services, but do you want to give us a little rundown of like how you started or like?
Definitely, I would love to.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did start on SoundCloud and YouTube, but going back, I actually started on Instagram. I was actually a cartoon editor in like 2015. I was like 15 years old. I don't know if it was 2015, but I was 15. I was making cartoon edits. I had maybe like 30,000 followers. Then like I would randomly post snippets of songs that I make because I would be in my room playing guitar, playing ukulele, playing piano. People were like, these are good. And so I made like an account. The account was originally called Ivy Sounds. I was known as Ivy Sounds for so long. And I would post these little snippets of me singing, playing like instruments, only like 15 seconds long. And sooner or later, I started to see like my numbers going up like really rapidly. Just like these snippets. I would post like once every like month or once every 3 months. And then I, like rappers and like people would reach out and like singers and like beat makers would want to sample my voice. And so I would be like, yeah, sure. I was young, so I didn't really know what all went into that. Fast forward like a year later, maybe like when I was like 16, 17, I came across this one video on YouTube that had like 2 million at the time. And it was like featuring, well, it didn't even say my name, but it was my voice. And so I commented, I was like, can you please say like featuring Ivory because this is my voice.
Yeah.
And they were really cool about it. And now we're like super duper like best friends. And we've also made more music. But fast forward to now, I'm starting to finally get like royalties and things like that from all these old songs that were made with my samples. At the time, I didn't call them samples. I called them songs. They were just short little things. And now I'm trying to pursue like my own music, like everything on my Spotify. And yeah, finally getting into producing too. And that's kind of how I started. So editor, Instagram singer, then like SoundCloud, all that stuff, YouTube, now all platforms.
Yeah, wow. Oh my gosh, I had no idea about that. That's so cool. Wow.
Once in a while, like someone would be like, wait a second, you used to be Omnius. That was my like editing name. I was like, wow, you have been around for a while.
You're living like double lives.
Yeah.
And life. Oh my goodness. Wow. Cause I see like, I think I found you through a video of you like drawing, and the aesthetic was just like, so like you would just like film random things and like write like lyrics of like what you were singing, and then you would draw things.
Yeah.
And it was, you're good at drawing too. So like that would make sense.
I want to make more of those little like video things. Mm. They're really fun to make.
And yeah, you could do like full like music videos for like that.
Yeah.
If you want to. Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't made it for a while.
Yeah. Fair. Where are you based right now? Are you like,
I'm currently in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
My cat.
Oh my gosh, what's your cat's name?
Milo.
That's so cute. Can I get the name? Did you grow up in Brooklyn or no?
No, I'm from Florida. Okay. I grew up in Florida, but like for instance, my siblings were all born in different places, so I've like been out to a lot of places when I was little. But yeah, I born and raised in Florida.
Nice. You produce with I know sometimes I see you now working with more people, but like,
yes,
when you started, or I guess like I'm sure you still do just work alone sometimes, but how does that like process go between like producing and writing? And I'm sure it's like different every time, but even like I'm sure working with people and then like working alone is also
It's much different.
Yeah,
I actually didn't have a lot of experience working with different people at all. Tom was one of the first, he was by Tom C. Bumps. He was one of the first producers I've ever actually like worked with closely. Like we made this EP called Sidereal Crumbs. It actually is like about to hit like 2 million around that too. Now, it was like 2 years ago. Like we made that when I had first met him. But when I work by myself, it's usually like literally in my last apartment, I had like this huge studio. Because like I thought it was necessary to have all these materials and all these things. But now, like, and I still find myself just like taking all my stuff and just putting it on my bed and just like chilling and like creating there. I have my laptop, guitar, interface, like whatever I'm doing. It's just easier to do when I'm sitting in my bed and like chilling around.
Yeah.
Like, it feels weird being so professional with it, but it works for some people. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
You had asked about working with other people. Like very recently, I've been working with so many other like producers and artists, and it's super refreshing. It's so refreshing. Like I live by a lot of studios now. We either go to studios and create there. Like maybe I'll pick up a guitar or something, or they'll like be like, "So what are you wanting to make today?" I'll get to know them. And yeah, it's really, really, really nice to be working with different people.
Yeah, I feel like the like a lot of music, I don't know how it was for you, but like during the pandemic and things, I talk about how a lot of people work in their room and it's like nice and comforting because that's like some people's like safe space and like where they feel like they can like get out the most like creativity. But it's weird, obviously seeing people and like speaking to people about
Yeah.
that
Also,
stuff.
like singing in front of people,
Yeah.
like can sometimes be like a little bit nerve-wracking. I think that I am getting used to it though.
Yeah.
Also, guess what?
Yes,
My
what?
birthday is in like a week and a half.
Oh my gosh, I saw that. Oh my God, happy early birthday. You're turning 20.
Yes.
Yes. Ah, how do you feel?
Birthday's
That's so exciting. 20 is like you're almost, or I guess in Canada, the like legal age is 19. So I was like,
Really?
yeah.
Oh my God.
But when did you start playing? You were talking about playing the guitar, and I know you play like the piano. And when did you start playing instruments or those instruments?
Oh, instruments. So, like when I was telling you, like I was like making those edits and stuff like that. The first ever instrument I had played was the ukulele. I actually started on the ukulele. Like people kind of know me for ukulele. My mom, like I was like asking for it because I was really into this band called 21 Pilots when I was like in like middle school, like halfway through high school. And like the ukulele is what the main person Tyler plays, like known for that kind of. And yeah, so I asked my mom, I was like, I really want a ukulele. And I was like asking her for like an instrument, because instruments can be a bit expensive. And like especially like coming from like a low income like family, it was hard to do that. But I asked her, and like for Christmas, I think I got it, and it was so nice. I was so happy. I was like, wow, this is gonna change my life. And it honestly did.
Yeah, because your first videos were with the ukulele, like when you were like hiding your face or on YouTube. I don't know if those were your actual first videos, but right now up on your like
Those
ivory.
were actually my first videos. I didn't show my face until kind of recently.
Yeah, it was very mysterious. It was very like because that was I don't know when, but the ukulele was kind of big, like especially on YouTube. Like I feel like everyone went through, like I went through a phase where I didn't have it, but I would like watch like everyone, I don't know, like I feel like a lot of people, that was an era of like YouTube ukulele
Yeah.
moments. But you were younger, like you were, well yeah, I guess you're,
I was 15 when
yeah,
I
wow, oh my
was
gosh,
21. Now I'm 19, so
amazing. Yeah, so that's been some time. When did you start like producing and like the
I actually kind of like super duper recently started producing. Like last year type. Because like Tom, I would see what he would be doing. He actually showed me a lot. I was using like BandLab before. Like I would just like people would send me instrumentals, so I would just sing over them. But then I was like, yo, I wanna make my own like instrumental stuff. Like, because I have like ideas, and like bringing them to life sometimes can be hard. But he showed me Ableton, and now I use Ableton like all the time, and he teaches me new stuff, and I watch like YouTube videos, and like. Yeah, I'm still learning, of course. That EP that I dropped, I was like really, really proud of it. I was also kind of nervous because it doesn't sound as professional as everything else on my page. But you know, it's important to me. So I went ahead and dropped it anyway. So yeah, I've been producing for little bit close to a year.
Wait, when you were saying your EP that you were, are you talking about Sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay,
I actually got the name from that video that you were talking about earlier with the artwork and
Yes.
like
Oh
sometimes
wait,
I'm gonna
yeah.
fit.
Oh, is that what it was called? Okay, yeah, I couldn't remember. Okay, wow. Storyteller, you posted a TikTok where you were like, I wrote this about a character. I think it was Robotic Intimacy.
No, it was Book of Spells.
It was Book of Spells. Okay, yes. The robotic thing got me mixed up. But like you were telling a story from the perspective of like this character, and then even the names of like your titles are pretty abstract, like even way back Sea Monster, and like you have to
Yeah.
click on it to know kind of what you're talking about, because
Yeah, like this is my favorite thing to like speak about. Like, yeah, like this. So it's kind of like because I watch a lot of cartoons. When I was little, I would read a lot of like mystical, like not real books. And like so absorbed in like the magic of everything. Like my favorite cartoon is like Adventure Time. I also watch a lot of anime. And so I use a lot of things from that, but also like real life stuff. Like take a situation, but take that situation and just like shove it with a bunch of metaphors and like kind of just like make it really, really dramatic. I actually like my dream job wasn't really to be like a singer. It was to be a voice actor and to make music for cartoons. And I'm still working towards that. I think that's, what was the question again?
No, literally nothing. I was just saying that you were so, it's so interesting how you like pull such abstract ideas.
I
I was,
also like, sorry, I like to, I do like these like weird, like concepts and like weird names, maybe like things that people wouldn't normally talk about in music. Like I kind of want to stray away from like talking about like love all the time and stuff like that. And focus on like just like stuff that I wonder about, like I'm curious about, maybe tell a story about it. Like for instance, Book of Spells. I literally wrote like a whole like monologue to it. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, what?
So like when you pitch a thing to like Spotify, like this song actually got on Lorem, the editorial, which I was really, really happy about. But when you, yeah, here it is. When you pitch a song, you have to write like what the song's about. And so this is what I said. I said, Book of Spells is a song about feeling a disconnect to reality. I put the perspective onto a male character I created. The chorus, I'm not an empty shell. I wake up and tell myself I feel well and I don't live inside a screen, is a list of three affirmations that the character continuously tells himself to self-soothe while being surrounded by the influence of technology. It's a partial look into the character's personal book of spells, right? Like book of manifestations. It's like write whole backstories and stuff about like the songs.
That's amazing. Yeah, because you need to actually like every title you see, like you need to click on it. You need to actually like give it a listen before being like, oh yeah, like you were saying, like just writing songs about love, because Shapes and Sizes, I think
Yeah.
that was one of my favorite songs, other than like obviously Robotic Intimacy was, everyone was waiting for that one. So
Yeah.
but that was like so beautiful, and like even maybe not like a crazy like abstract name that was like completely out of the song, but is like you're so good at taking feelings and like putting images on them. There's no like one description, and your abstract style of writing is amazing. Did you just always write like that? Because when did you start writing? Because I think your stuff on YouTube, like at first.
First thing I posted on YouTube was kind of one of the first things I ever written on ukulele. It's called Rot. That song Rot. Kind of a sad song, but it did really good on YouTube for like my first video. I was like, oh my God, people like this. I can show my emotions and just put it out there. Just like a angsty like teenager. I was like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, okay. I was going to say, I guess you sort of talked about cartoons and things like that. So answered this, but you use like lo-fi as a genre to describe your music. But if you could like in like a sentence or something, describe who like your music attracts or what type of music you feel like you make. Mm-hmm. Not just in like a closed like one word genre, but if you like want to describe that, either one. I just feel like it's a fun question to ask.
It's really hard to put like a genre on the things that I make. Like actually really hard. Like I would, to make it easy, say like alternative. It's really all over the place. Like I'll make like soft songs, but then like a D&B song.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, but the people that like I think listen to my music, I have no idea. Like people will like DM me or like message me on like social media and just like yo, like you're like this one song or like this tape right here like made me feel this way and I want to thank you for that. And it's like that makes me feel so good, and I can't really understand how my music affects other people, but I know how it affects me, and I'm like maybe it's the same for them. Because when I listen to something I make, like I love using like cool like just like weird sounds. I don't know how to describe it. I have this plugin called Omnisphere. It's an amazing plugin. I know like any producer who listens to this will know what I'm talking about. And it's just like such a good plugin for like those sounds and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know who, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair.
I never thought about it.
Yeah, no, that's so fair. Well, that's why I'm asking if you ever think of an answer and you're like, this cool people listen to my music. You were talking about 21 Pilots earlier. Do you have people who like are like memorable for like who you used to listen to, or maybe who you listen to now that. Hello. A little bit of glitching, some glitchment in the system. I had to send the file to myself, so I'm reporting live to tell you this. And we will be back to the regular scheduled programming in just a moment. I'm going to play some PSAs, maybe a song, maybe.
To enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Thank you. small situations may be confrontation. I'm praying the star, praying to constellations. Why do you always let me down? I thought you wanted me around. Is there nothing left to say? Spit it out.
Welcome back. Once again, you are listening to Crowdflip on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Kiana, and I am interviewing Ivory. I'm playing the interview from, it's not live, unfortunately, but luckily for Zoom, I was able to talk to her through another way. So the last question that I asked before leaving it on a cliffhanger was if she briefly spoke about 21 Pilots and how Tyler in 21 Pilots made her want to get into the ukulele. So I was just asking about other influences that she had. Yeah, enjoy again. Never mind. I'm going to play another song, and then hopefully technical difficulties will go away. Okay, enjoy. Hello, once again, you are listening to Crowdflip on CITR 101.9 FM. So many technical difficulties, just so much happening. But back to the last question that I asked, which was about different influences in the past throughout her music. Let's see what happens.
You were talking about 21 Pilots earlier. Do you have people who like are like memorable for like who you used to listen to, or maybe who you listen to now? That
definitely,
yeah.
So I was really, really into like, you know, 21 Pilots, like just because, like, for instance, like they talk about stuff that you wouldn't normally hear in music, and I was like, okay, I like this. This is what I like. And I was also into like Bring Me the Horizon and like bands like that, Melanie Martinez. I think just people who kind of like like strayed out of the box, and they did go really, really mainstream, which is really, really good. I like that it was normalized for people to talk about things that they talked about, even though like there'd be like memes about like the kid who listens to that with the band shirts and like, but yeah, right now some influences. I love Still Woozy. I've been listening to a lot of Japanese math rock. If you know what that is, it's just amazing instrumentals. There's also this Korean band called Midair Thief. It's just the all the layers that they add and like the feelings they can create by just putting layers and layers of sounds is crazy. Yeah. Like you actually, I'm gonna send you like some stuff. Like,
no, I love Midair Thief. Oh yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Those are influences now, but also like my dad, even though when I was little, me and him didn't get along the best, he did like put me onto a lot of like classic like rap music, you know, like Slick Rick, Guru, like also like singers like Sam Cooke, just like these old influences that probably a lot of people nowadays take inspiration from. And so I can thank him for that. I also really love like some old school like stuff. Like there's just like no better feeling than going back and listening to things like that, because it has changed a lot. So yeah, dad helps that mindset come to me.
I always ask, I usually sometimes say like, ask if people had like what music you listen to growing up, because I always say that sort of influences like what you like now, maybe not even necessarily, but if you start making music, it will like subconsciously maybe play a part in it.
Yeah. There's this rap group that my dad put me onto. They're called Black Moon. And like they, like the cool sound and stuff like that I love, like the really abstract like instrumentals, but this was cool because they're like these guys who like rap about just like really cool stuff.
Your voice is also another thing that's amazing. It's like soft, but it's very clear, nostalgic, like if it's really well with the type of music you make. And I saw on like TikTok or somewhere you were saying how you didn't always feel like your voice could work with different sorts of like sounds and like in different ways, but you said that you were like sort of experimenting and trying new things, and you posted like a little rap that you did, and like I'm pretty sure it sounded
blew
so
up.
Yeah, so I'm really happy, and I'm sure other fans are so happy that you're like leaning into that sound sort of, because it works.
Yeah. So like when it comes to like doing different like genres and stuff like that, I love experimenting. Lately I've been really liking doing like different stuff. Like I'm about to have a session and make some house music. Like I just love, but also of course I want to integrate like the cool sound and maybe like some like psychedelic like stuff. Just because like I just love putting my take on different genres. At TikTok, like I recently got a manager, he's been helping me do a lot of stuff, but he actually got me to post on TikTok, and some of my videos have done really well. But there's one, me and my boyfriend had made a song a while ago that was not my style at all. It was like really poppy, like but he posted it. He was like, I sent my girl this beat. This is what she sent me back. And that went viral. It has like a million on TikTok right now.
Yeah.
we had posted a few videos after that. Then like our friend Soli had jumped on it. Also Soli is a really amazing artist. He hopped on it and then we dropped it, and like it did so good. It did like 100,000 first like 2 days. It
was really cool. You did, or that whole song that you all did amazingly on that song, but it was very like, that was a different sort of thing that maybe you're used to, but I'm so happy you like whoever posted it did that.
It was really out of nowhere. Like Tom just posted it. It didn't even do good at first, but then like hours later, randomly, it was just like people were commenting and like sharing it, and like it was cool. It was doing really good beforehand. Out of nowhere.
I am back just to say that was again a little glitch, that she was talking about her song Day Glow in this next part, and that was one of the first songs I played. I'm going to play the song that she was just referencing, We Don't Know a Thing, and then we will be back after this PSA.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
So that was one of the songs that she said was popular, and she wasn't really used to that sort of sound, and she was surprised that it did so well, but it's so good. Okay, so I'm gonna continue playing, and yeah, so she references a song hitting a really cool big milestone that was reposted by Kylie Jenner. Sorry, spoiler, but I played that at the beginning. It was called Day Glow, but it glitched, that part got cut out. The name of the song that she was referencing.
It works.
Yeah. So like when it comes to like doing different like genres and stuff like that, I love experimenting. Lately I've been really liking doing like different stuff. Like I'm about to have a session and make some house music. Like I just love, but also of course I want to integrate like the cool sound and maybe like some like psychedelic like stuff. Like,
yeah,
just because like I just love putting my take on different genres at TikTok. Like I recently got a manager, he's been helping me do a lot of stuff, but he actually got me to post on TikTok, and some of my videos have done really well. But there's one, me and my boyfriend had made a song a while ago that was not my style at all. It was like really poppy, like but he hosted it. He was like, I sent my girl this beat. This is what she sent me back. And that went viral. It has like a million on TikTok right now.
Yeah.
we had posted a few videos after that. Then like our friend Sully had jumped on it. Also, Sully is a really amazing artist. he hopped on it, and then we dropped it, and like it did so good. It did like 100,000 first like 2 days. It
was really you cool. You did, or that whole song that you all did amazingly on that song. But yeah, it was very like, that was a different sort of thing that maybe, yeah, you're used to, but I'm so happy you like, whoever posted it did that.
It was really out of nowhere. Like Tom just posted it. It didn't even do good at first, but then like hours later, randomly, it was just, like, people were commenting and like sharing it, and like, it was cool. It was doing really good beforehand, out of nowhere, doing good on like Instagram Reels. But then Kylie Jenner used it on her Instagram story.
I was wondering if you would bring that up. Yeah.
And that was the most surprising thing ever. Like, I was like, what the heck?
The taste. Kylie had good know.
Taste. Someone had DM'd me. They were like, Kylie Jenner just used your song on her story. And I was like, what are you talking about? And like, I called my manager. I was like, you got to look on her story. And then I called Tom, you got to look on her story. And so that was really cool. And now that song is doing very good every single day, better than it was doing before.
Yeah.
So that's also like a note to artists that you can put something out, no matter how long ago, it could randomly do really good.
Kylie Jenner might use your sound.
Yeah,
that was crazy. I saw that, or I don't know, I think, yeah, you posted it. And yeah, that was beautiful. And I feel like I was going to ask about how sort of when people are working in their bedrooms, or more so, I guess, during when, like, in 2020, like, during heat of the pandemic, I feel like there's a lot of milestones that people hit, but they don't really consider milestones because you're not like seeing a show or like a crowd full of people. But I was gonna ask you about like any like big milestones you remember, but I feel like you sort of just named some. I don't know.
Other ones are like, for instance, like kind of small, but I hit like 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. Also, I have a song about to go platinum. It has like 83 million with an artist called Sad Boy Prolific. That's like the biggest one. Having a song go platinum is crazy.
Yeah. Congratulations on
all. Yeah.
On
Spotify. On Spotify, lots of milestones. Like, for instance, the EP. I'm actually looking at my Spotify for artists right now, because I don't talk about milestones a lot, but I am really happy that, you know, that happens. Let's see.
Yeah. No, talk about it.
Set Your Crumbs, that EP, like I said, it's about to hit 2 million. My first ever, like, tape. And so, like, that's super big.
Yeah.
The song that Book of Spells we just dropped, like, it has, like, 100,000. Like, that's so cool. We Don't Know a Thing is about to hit 1 million, the one that went viral on TikTok.
So.
I also had, like, you know, like, personal achievements. Like, and music helped a lot with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I got my first car when I turned 18 and got my first apartment in Florida. I'm on my third apartment right now.
Oh my gosh.
But just like all these like personal events.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
You posted about a show you had sort of recently, have a live thing up on your YouTube, but
yeah, I haven't done a lot of shows at all.
You haven't? Oh, really? Was that like your first?
Oh no, I've done like 3 shows over the past like 2 years.
That's cool. Were they all in New York or no?
No. So the first ever show I did was, that was the first ever show. It was in LA. I like met this person and they were like, yeah, we want to like do like this live thing. It was in a backyard. They had like cool lighting, some like projection, and it was on Instagram Live, the whole show. I was like promoting it and then we did it. And like we had the full video for that, but like I took it down because it was my first show and I did have it up for a while. I was just like, I wasn't that I was nervous, but I was nervous. Yeah. And like it didn't sound as good as I wanted it to, of course. I feel like I'm a bit of a perfectionist sometimes, but who isn't when it comes to your own hobbies?
Yeah, for sure.
And the second show, the one that I have on my YouTube, that one was really cool because like it was a crowd of people, like a bunch of people actually came to see me, and I was like, wow, like people actually want to see me live. And I met people that like my music, and it was just so cool. It was really intimate too. I had one of me and my boyfriend's good friends, Zach B, do like piano, and he's a really talented musician too. He sings. And yeah, that was a really good show.
Okay, cool. Technical difficulties again. This is so sad. I'm sorry, Ivory. I think she's on Eastern time, so I'm not sure she'll be listening. But actually, it's her birthday today, which I'm not sure if that part was mentioned at the beginning. But yeah, it's her birthday today. Go wish Ivory a happy birthday on Instagram. Yeah, so I played some of her songs. If you liked her, how you spell her name is Ivri. Yeah, I'm not sure that the rest of the interview is going to play. I might try. I'm sorry, you guys are being like sort of guinea pigs if anyone's listening for the first actual live / not live interview of this crowd flip episode. Yep, let's see what happens. No, getting nothing. It's giving nothing. Okay, so this interview is going to be, well, the part that was played, it's going to be on CITR.ca, and then I am also going to post the full interview of most/all, hopefully, of the interviews I get to do on YouTube under Crowdflip, hopefully. I don't know. Maybe I'll be clever and call it Froudclip. I'm going to play one last song, Book of Spells, which is from her self-produced newest EP, Sometimes. I really wish I got to play the last bit of the interview, but if you're curious to find out more about Ivory on her first interview ever done, you can go on YouTube, and hopefully that will be up soon under Crowdflip somewhere. I am going to play the last song, and you are listening to Crowdflip on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Kiana, and hope you enjoyed.